important to get one of these. This is full of stories about bees. Who all knows what a bee is? Okay, well, this is a different kind of bee, though. But this bee, the bee in here can also sting. It's a different kind of a sting. So, if I can find my page here. This word I'm going to talk about today is be truthful. You know what truthful means? It means to be honest. What's the opposite of truth?
Lie.
A lie. Have everyone ever said a lie? Something that was not true? Okay. Was you able to confess it? Are you sorry or not? Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to confess it, and then we always need to practice truth. In Proverbs 12, verse 22, it says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord. Abomination. That is something the Lord hates. He hates that. But they that deal truly are his delight. Someone that speaks the truth, he just loves that person. That's his delight. Another place it says there are six things that God hates, and one of them is a lying tongue. A lying tongue. So you all know what the opposite of truth is. The opposite of truth is a lie. Okay, I have a story. This book is full of stories and about two little children that they've been staying at their grandma's house. And every night before they go to bed, grandma reads them a story. How many of you like stories? Does mom read you guys stories? Yeah, I'm sure she does. Or your little brothers or your sister, they'll read you a story. This one here is where the children asked grandma, said, what for story are you going to talk about tonight? And is it about another bee? And grandma says, yes. And they wonder, which one? She said, be truthful. So that's what your parents want from you. All to be truthful, to be honest, and don't say a lie. And if you do say a lie and you recognize it, Jesus will forgive you. Okay, this story says boys and girls who will not listen to him often come to grief, as the boy did in the story that I'm going to tell you about. If you say a lie, if you lie about something, there's usually consequences. There's usually grief that follows after that, unless you repent. Little Milton, the boy's name, lived on a farm, and his father had a number of mules which he used in plowing his field. Two of the young mules were very ill-tempered. They were mean. Milton's father was careful to keep the little pigs and the calves out of the way for fear that the mules would paw them to death. They were so mean that the father kept the little pigs and the calves away from him because the mules, they got a habit of just stomping somebody. When Milton was about almost 9 years old, a little baby brother came into his home. His name was Marion. Milton loved the baby dearly and never grew tired of playing with him. Their father built a fence around the yard. They were careful to keep the gate of the fence closed so that little Marion could not wander away, especially after the two old mules were put out in the pasture in the lot just behind the house. Late one afternoon, Milton was helping his father in the back lot. Father had to go and do something. So he left the little boy to finish the job. As soon as you have finished, said, Father, you may go to the house, but be sure to latch the backyard gate. See, Father built a fence around this, around the yard, and he put a gate in the back of the lot. He said, be sure to close it. Father did not come home till after dark. Milton, he said, while they were eating supper, did you latch the gate when you came in this afternoon? Milton knew that he had forgotten. Sometimes we forget. But he thought to himself, if I tell the truth, I shall have to go out and latch the gate by myself. And I'm afraid of the dark. How many of you are afraid of the dark? It's not real pleasant, is it, to go out when it's dark by yourself? But here's what Father said. Well, first of all, he says, if I see the truth, I'll have to go out and latch the gate myself, and I'm afraid of the dark. So he said, aloud, he said, yes, Father, I did. Are you sure? Asked Father. Your dad or mom ever look at you and say, are you sure? Are you sure that's right? I'm sure they have. They question you. Yes, said Milton again. The little boy suddenly heard a bee buzzing in his ears. See, that's what happened. He didn't say the truth, and the bee started buzzing in his ears. He started recognizing that that was not truth. That was a lie. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Milton, tell the truth. But he said to himself, it won't matter if the gate stands open all night. I will latch it first thing in the morning. And so he soon forgot all about it. Next morning, right after breakfast, Milton's mother sent him on an errand. Marion was still asleep. When Marion came home, Milton came home from his errand. Where's Marion? He asked when he came back in. He woke up a little while ago, said mother, and after I gave him his breakfast, I let him out in the yard to play. It's such a nice, bright morning. So what went through Milton's mind?
The gate.
Yeah, that's true. The first thing he thought about was the gate. Instantly, Milton thought of the gate, and he went to look for Marion. A moment later, he heard his father screaming out in alarm, looking towards the pasture where the two young mules were kept. He saw little Marion just inside the fence. Father ran towards the baby as fast as he could, but he was just too late. One of the mules kicked Marion, and he fell over in a little heap. The mule, seeing Father coming, ran towards the other end of the pasture. Father picked up the limp little body and carried it to the house. The baby lay so still that at first they thought he was dead. Milton was terribly frightened. He cried almost all day, for he knew this dreadful thing had happened because he didn't do what? He didn't latch the gate. And because he told his father, what did he tell his father? Did he tell his father the truth?
No.
He did not say the truth. And so this is what's happening, because he didn't say the truth. The mules kicked the little baby, and they hurt him. They took Marion to the hospital, and his spine had been injured. And it was many, many months before he could sit up, and never again was able to run like the other children. It was a long time before Father and Mother found out how the baby came to be in the pasture with the mules. But one day, after little Marion had been brought home, Milton told his father the whole story. I'm very sorry, said Father, kindly, when Milton had finished. I wish you would have told me the truth. I wouldn't have sent you out alone in the dark, son. I would have gone out and latched the gate myself. See, he was afraid that Dad was going to send him out all by himself to close the gate, but then it was dark, and he was afraid of the dark. But Dad said, I would have went with you if you had just told me the truth. It was almost more than Marion could bear to have his father talk to him so sadly and so kindly. The sting of the bee went deeper and deeper as he watched his little pale-faced little brother day after day. Always after that, he was careful to listen to the buzzing of the little bee truthful. So I know it's just a story, but there's a lot of truth in that story. If he would have just said the truth, it would have probably never happened. And it says that his little baby brother was able to run and play like that, like he would have if he'd been a healthy little boy. When your spine gets hurt, it gets injured, it does something with your body that you can't move as good. So can we all say that together? Let's all say it together. Be truthful. Everybody say it. Be truthful. Okay, and do not lie. Because it's a sin to lie. So why don't we pray and then have a little treat for you all. And after you take your treat, what do you do with the extra? What do you do with the trash? You throw it in the garbage. Don't throw it on the ground. So let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity here to share with the little children. We pray, Father, that their hearts are open to receive the blessed word of being truthful. So, Father, we just want to commit them to you. We just pray, Lord, as they grow up to be godly children, we ask you, Lord, just to bless that and help them, Lord, to be soldiers for Jesus Christ in your kingdom. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.